Welcome to the Body Forward Podcast. I'm Kenzie Burke, your host, and it is here I call upon you to be moved, elevated, transformed, and ultimately propelled forward. Today, I sit down and have a chat with Chelsea May, who is a model, a certified health coach. She is a co-founder of a platform called The Collective Ritual, where she has rituals around journaling, meditation, recipes, movement, and mindfulness. And she's also the founder of a new emerging supplement brand that is coming so soon. Chelsea and I are and have been Instagram friends. Do you know those people that you just have followed on Instagram for a long time? That's Chelsea to me. And we kept messaging and I kept saying, we need to do this. You need to come on the podcast. We need to talk. And I was getting to know her through this conversation, but I love meeting people through the podcast. I've met my greatest friends usually through podcasting. It's such a nice buffer to be able to talk to someone who you are interested in talking to. We dive into her routines and rituals. She's very big on being mindful, journaling, meditating, having good routines. She also went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, which is the health school I went to as well. So we just live a similar lifestyle, and you'll hear us talking about that lifestyle and talking about routines and rituals, morning routines, evening routines, and you get to know her as I get to know her. This episode is simple. It's good. I listened back to it while I was making dinner. It's one of those just feel good, listen to two people chat, and get some inspiration for your morning and evening routines. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know much about you.
Yeah.
Personally, I just follow you and I've been very attracted to your content. And so I wanted to start with just learning about you and your background and who you are before we dive into the health stuff, which I'm very, very attracted to in your work.
Awesome. Well, my name is Chelsea May. I'm originally from London, Ontario in Canada. I've been living in the US now for, I think, 9 years. I've been modeling for about 13, 14 years. And that's what brought me to the U.S., essentially. I got a U.S. visa. I was in school in Toronto. And as soon as I got my visa approved, I was like, I'm out of here. And I went to New York, modeled in New York for about a year, moved to L.A. I also lived in L.A. for about 2 years. And then I made my way to Miami. And now I've lived in Miami for about 5, 6 years. I love it. I just love Miami more than LA, more than New York. Out of all the places I've lived, it's just such a great place to live. I love it so much. And a few years ago, I would say in 2018 is when I truly dove into the wellness world. I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition online while I was modeling. I feel like since I've been modeling for so long, as a career, it can be very, inconsistent, and it can really weigh a lot on your psyche. Being a model, you don't have a lot of control over your career as a model, especially where you live. It's very you're living out of a suitcase, you're traveling, you're never really feeling that sense of grounding. So as I was living between all of these places, I was really searching for something that was, gave me more of a purpose, something that I was really interested in that I could dive into and essentially, I guess, have more control over, which was my health and wellness, my health. So that's kind of when I dove into that world. And since then, I've kind of realized it's my true passion and have been diving deeper and deeper into the world of health and wellness. And from there, I got certified in their gut health certification. I got certified in women's hormones. I'm a certified breathwork and meditation teacher. And I just kind of started like diving deeper and deeper down the wellness rabbit hole until I kind of found what worked for me, what clicked, and that brought me to where I am today. And starting my companies in the health and wellness world have been so rewarding and so amazing and so different than the modeling world.
Has your relationship with your health always been healthy? Because I know in the modeling world, there's so much pressure.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it has. And I will say that I feel very lucky for that because I know it can be a hard, hard industry to be in, especially when it comes to health and wellness and body image and feeling like your best self. And I remember when I started modeling, I was only 17 and my mom brought me into an agency and I did not care about health and wellness at all. I was drinking Frappuccinos every day. I was like, I ate whatever I wanted, but I was like one of those really like scrawny little kids all through high school. So I was just like sugar, sugar, sugar. And I remember when I started modeling, you know, they did tell me that you can't eat like this forever. You have to be healthy, but no one ever instilled on me any unhealthy pressure. My mom was super, super into health and wellness and had always tried to guide me in the right direction. But, you know, I was like young, I was in high school, I was going into college and I just really didn't care. So I will say I have modeling to thank for diving into health and wellness a little bit. Because, you know, you do have to take care of your body. You do have to feel like your best self and you're not going to feel that way by just drinking Starbucks and McDonald's all the time in college. So I've always had a healthy relationship with health and wellness and I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, now it's like a healthy obsession even more with, you know, diving into gut health, hormones, blood sugar, and just all the above.
I went to Institute of Integrated Nutrition and I know a lot of people that listen to my podcast have gone through it or want to go through it. Did you like your experience with them?
I did. I think that I signed up for it in a time that I was searching. I think I was very lost at the time that I signed up for integrative nutrition. I was living in Miami. I wasn't feeling fulfilled as a model. I was feeling very like searching for something more. I knew I loved health and wellness, but not at the depths of that I do now. And I was just searching online one day. I came across it and I'm very like spontaneous that way. Like I'll just be like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to sign up. And I just signed up because it was right before I think one of the courses was starting. I was like right on time and I signed up and I loved it. I mean, and I loved not only just like, you know, the nutrition aspect of it, but as you know, as an IIN student, like the primary food versus the secondary food. And I think that's what really, you know, brought me into the direction of meditation and journaling and mindfulness practices. And that as a whole. And now I feel like I eat, sleep and breathe everything that I was taught. So I loved it.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up because I just went through it on such a deep level too. Like I go through this all the time, but I think food is an amazing foundation and such a pillar into what's possible. And it's like, if you don't have strong wellness practices, then you're kind of missing a huge stepping stone, I think, to yourself. But it's incredible that you can eat the same exact way. But if you're stressed or you're not even or aware of what's going on around you or connected to your body, connected to the people around you, places, jobs, your body can have its own.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Like it will go in so many different places and you don't really have control over your health. And it's so important to have that foundation, but to also dive into those other pillars, because you could eat a piece of lettuce, but if you're in a really high stress situation, your body is going to be shutting down.
Yeah. I think people forget that your nervous system and regulating your nervous system is like truly at the core of your hormones, your gut health. Absolutely everything starts with your nervous system, your blood sugar. So, I mean, you can start with, you know, tending to your gut health, tending to the proper nutrition for balanced hormones, but if your nervous system is constantly in a state of fight and flight, you're going to bloat, you're going to have indigestion, you're going to have acne, like all of these things can arise and it can have absolutely nothing to do with whether you're eating whether you're taking your probiotics or you're making sure that you have like a proper meal in the morning.
Nervous system practices, hormones. Did you struggle with high cortisol at all?
I mean, no testing, but 100%. And if you want to talk about like masculine and feminine energy, like tied in with cortisol, for me, like I'm always in my masculine, and it's been like a lot of practice for me to tap more into my feminine because I'm very on the go. I'm very work oriented, a lot of like drive. I need to be constantly busy. And that includes HIIT workouts, boxing, Barry's boot camp. So I've done a lot of practice since then to slow down. And this also with my nervous system regulation, with breath work, meditation, slower intentional movements, walking, and just not trying to be so go, go, go in my masculine, high cortisol.
Yeah, it's really important to have a balance. I feel the same as you. I really gravitate towards, I mean, I'm really in my masculine and I am working so hard on coming into my feminine for my nervous system because, I mean, it's just so necessary. And I think it's also part of manifesting what I want in life. And I think what we all want in life, like you have to have that balance. Right. But I feel it's so interesting because I just moved to Austin and I felt like, gosh, I need to be in my body right now. And so I've been going to workout classes every day and I just like feel invigorated and alive and walking too. But it's just fun. Like that's like what my soul like wants to do. And it takes me a lot of work to just accept being calm and being, I don't know, more in my feminine.
Yeah. And I feel
more
like
relaxed and trusting. That's a big thing. I'm very like, no, I have to do it. I have to take action. I have to show up every day. I have a hard time letting things flow to me.
Yeah. I have a really hard time doing that. I would say I'm a lot better within the past year or so. And I've noticed a lot of shift in my career, a lot of shift in, you know, my financials and just the things around me becoming a lot more abundant. And it all comes from me just like literally stepping away and being like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And releasing the control. But I can think back to, especially like reverting back to modeling, being in my masculine so much as a model was not conducive to my success in the beginning because it's not something that I have control over. And I would go out of my way to try to force situations and try to force an outcome that I had I had no control over it. So, you know, whether it being emailing or bugging or trying to like overthink it constantly, constantly, constantly. And I got to a point where I was like, this is just not how I want to live my life. I need to dive in, like tap into my authentic self, journal, meditate, slow down. And that's truly when I think I started to like, you know, go more into my feminine and allow things to come to me. And yeah, and that definitely benefited, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah. And everything's energy. That's been, I mean, I've been really diving into the feminine sexual energy and business together. That's the work I've been really diving into, and they're so connected and it's all energy. And I've been learning a lot about contracting. So when you're going after something and you're like emailing and you're thinking it's not going to come, so I have to try hard, your body is contracting. Versus if you're journaling in the morning in a soft way and saying, this is what I'm calling in, this is coming and flowing to me, you're open, and then the universe knows how to bring you things when you're from that open space and not a contracting space. And yeah, it's just, I think finding that balance, like I really freaking love the going to workout classes and I love like an hour a day and I love going to get that right. But then I've noticed, okay, if I do that, I need that 20 minute of breath work meditation and I need that half an hour journaling session, and those combined can really balance both of them. What is your relationship with journaling?
So for me, journaling and meditation, I'd say this all started in 2020. I dove into the world of journaling and meditation during COVID, and I started to create this like morning and evening routine for myself and this schedule for myself during a time of like uncertainty. Obviously, we're all just sitting at home, but I would make a schedule for myself. I would get up in the morning and I would say, I'm going to meditate at this time. I'm going to journal at this time. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do some yoga in the back. And I started doing this consistently every single day. And I just started to see such a massive shift in my life. And, you know, the world around us was very uncertain and there was a lot of things crumbling down. But for some reason, I felt so, so at peace. And I just kept diving deeper and deeper into shadow work, you know, inner child, and just kept going down the rabbit hole doing my research. And I just found out so much about myself. I started healing parts of myself that I had never opened up. And this all just came from writing it down on a piece of paper. I started reciting like affirmations to myself every single day, the same ones. I remember the exact four that I wrote down every single day during COVID. And they were just something like so personal and little that probably felt like nothing, but they truly became like a way of life and became who I was. And as that year went on, that's actually when the idea of the Collective Ritual, my company that I have with my best friend, came about. And I was like, there's no way, like, people don't know about this. It's so powerful. There needs to be a platform where more people can understand the power of journaling and these morning and evening routine practices that can ultimately just change your life.
What is one thing that really changed your life from it?
I think it would be, I'm a big overthinker. I am in my head all the time, just going over and over scenarios that have happened and just questioning whether I handled them properly, or I should have done this, I could have done this, or how can I make sure that this happens? Like I'm a worrier about the future a lot of the time. I wouldn't say as much now because journaling has really helped me, but I think that's the biggest thing that journaling helped me with. If anything was on my mind or I couldn't get a thought out of my head, I would just write it down and everything. Like I would just free write, and it doesn't have to make any sense. Like, why am I feeling this way? I feel like this. This is why I feel silly. And I would just write it out. And then sometimes I would even write the exact opposite, you know, like a positive twist to it, whether it's my truth. Like, is this my truth? Is this accurate? Like me feeling like this person doesn't like me, or this person won't, I don't know, respond to this message because they think I'm this way. Like, is that sure? Like, is that 100%? No, we don't know that. So then I would write this out and I would just like keep a journal and do this as often as I felt emotions come up, and it was awesome.
Isn't it crazy that it's all within us? Mm-hmm. We can seek external help. And yes, there's a time and a place for other people and therapists and conversations and stuff. But it's so crazy what's within us and how we really have the answers if we slow down and give ourselves an opportunity to find them.
For sure. And it's crazy that when you dive into this work, how much you really find out about yourself, and then how much you find out about the people all around you, and then you can't stop seeing it.
Yeah, and we can be avoidant too. I'm doing this journal practice right now every morning, and it takes mm-hmm. me about a half an hour. And some mornings I resist wanting to do it because it's almost like I don't want what I know needs to come out to come out. Like I don't want to see it. I don't want to feel it. And then yeah. I get it out and I'm like, wow, I feel so much better and I feel clearer. And or it brings something in that I wasn't even aware of, or a desire of mine comes out that I didn't even know I had, but it was clearly living within. And I just think it's fascinating. What is your practice still like that now, morning and night?
Yes. I mean, there's, you know, I do sometimes skip some, like life gets in the way, but I do notice that if I have a few days off or I'm traveling and I haven't been as consistent, I totally feel the shift. I don't feel like myself. I feel a little lost. And then as soon as I jump back into my practice, everything just becomes more clear. I feel more level-headed. My days go more smoothly and it's just so much better. But every single morning I do write in my journal. I write in my planner. I think I have like 6 journals or planners. I have like my monthly calendar, my weekly calendar, my daily to-do list, my daily journal. Like, it's crazy.
What is your morning routine, step by step?
My ideal morning routine, yes. Without skipping my steps that I have in place. Tongue scrape, get up, make my bed. I walk and make a green juice, or I have like my pre-batch green juice. That has been a ritual I've been doing since COVID, and it's just been life-changing.
What is that?
Pardon me?
Go into that. What is it?
I always do parsley, dandelion root, fennel, cucumber, celery, ginger, lemon.
And you make a big batch?
Yeah. So I used to make it every single day. And it would just, you know, everyone was like, don't you hate cleaning the juicer every single day? But it just became like a habit. Like, and it didn't, you know, and if you're doing it every day, you just rinse it with water. It's not that big of a deal. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to do every 2 days. So now I do like every 2 days. So it's fresh. But then I like to try to make it at least every 2 days. But yeah.
Yeah, it's smart. I'm a juice every morning person, but I buy it because.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to start batching it. It's just the juicer, man. The cleaning.
Which one do you have? I have one called like the Numu or something.
I have that too.
We put in the top and it goes.
Yeah, it's just still a lot, you know, and then it gets in the crevices. And
I know everyone's like so like intimidated by cleaning the juicer, but I swear once you just get like put on the high pressure on the faucet and just spray it down, and I feel like it's fine.
Okay. You're inspired.
Once you get into it, like it just becomes natural. But I'll like either sometimes I'll even just put on like some music or like. My favorite is like listening to like inspirational things in the morning. So whether it be like I'm just juicing and I'm listening to that, I just go about it. Then I grab my juice. I go outside. I let the dogs out. Usually like try to just ground for like 5 minutes, walk in the sun and like reset my circadian rhythm. Then I'll go inside. I will make myself like a little bite of something. I'm like a big believer in like a pre-breakfast. So whether it be like our favorite Coco June, because I freaking love Coco June. Love Coco June. I will do like a little bit of Coco June with some berries, chia seeds, like all that stuff. And just like nothing like crazy, just like a little bit to get something in my stomach. And then I'll make a coffee and then I will go and journal. And usually I will meditate after that, or I will meditate after my green juice. It kind of just depends what works with my morning and my dogs. And then I will go to a workout or go for a walk or get started for the day.
Do you find, I usually meditate before I journal. I'm curious what it's like meditating after you journal.
I try to make meditating the least intimidating as possible, because I find that if I'm like, I have to do this at this time, I'm less inclined to do it. So I kind of just try to make meditation fit into my schedule. So
what kind of meditations do you do?
So it all depends. Sometimes I sit in silence. Sometimes I just put on some like spiritual music and I'll just sit there in front of my red light for a solid 10 minutes. And this can be like a visualization practice with myself. And I just sit there and visualize like, you know, calling what I want to call in, or like if it's in the morning, sometimes I'll just like run through an ideal day of how I want it to go, what I'm doing, how I'm presenting myself to the world, and like whether I have like a meeting or I have to go meet someone, how I'm going to come off. I love doing that one because I feel like I'm just able to just let my thoughts free. I feel like every time I try to shut my thoughts out, I always have a hard time tapping in. What else do I do? Sometimes I'll do a little bit of breath work. I think it changes day to day. Sometimes I used to use some apps, but now I just can't just do my own thing.
Yeah. I ask because I'm not attached to a meditation right now, or I'm not attached to someone's meditation. I love Joe Dispenza's meditations, but lately
a little too long.
Yeah, I've been feeling lately like I need the breath. And like I said, I'm very obsessed right now with tapping this feminine energy and this manifestation kind of in my body. Mm-hmm. In more of, like I said, like instead of contracting, being open and in trust and all of that. But I really feel like for myself, breath work is just – it's just something that's so good for me and my body. But I don't have one that I'm attached to. I'll just try all these different ones and then I'll start riffing and kind of making my own as I go through it.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know, continue to really lean into that and trust that more. But I'm always curious if someone has good –
yeah, well, there's
I like the deep the feminine stuff.
Breath, you know, with the – do you ever do alternate nostril breathing?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I like the deep stuff. Like I like the breath work that, you know, makes you start seeing stars kind of.
Oh, wow. Do you – what? Do you, and you do it yourself? You don't use any guided?
I'll start guided, and then I've just found some breaths that kind of take you there, like
breath of fire.
Yes, breath of fire. I love the fists of anger. I don't know if you've done that. I really love Kundalini breath work. Oh, so the fists of anger bring your hands in a backward motion as you're breathing out, and it really brings up a lot of stuff. Yeah, so you're putting your hands up in the air, circling them backwards, and you're going, that one's really powerful. And then there's another breath that I do. I do it in through my nose, and I puff my chest up, and then I do out through my mouth, and I curl my body. And I do that 3 times, and then on the 4th one, I hold it at the top. I take another breath of air, hold it at the top, and that one will take you into a different state when you release after like 30 seconds. So I love those. And I've been kind of making them up and recording them actually. But nice. I'm always curious if anyone has good meditations they swear by lately.
Yeah, I did the Academy of Breath online, and I learned a lot of like the, you know, the pranayamas and those ones that are guided, the breath of fire, the bee's breath. I love bee's breath. You know bee's breath, where you close all of your senses. So you like plug your eyes, you plug your ears, your eyes, your nose, and you can also do your mouth, but you don't want to like close your mouth completely because you got to breathe. And you just kind of do a humming motion. It's like, and it kind of just like gets you really in your head. It's great for manifestation and all that. Yeah. It's really cool.
Oh, I'm going to add that one in.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, there needs to be – maybe we can make one because I know we've been talking about doing something, but there needs to be like a mashup breathwork meditation with different breaths. Because I love Kundalini breath, but the breath you just did sounds really cool. And then sometimes when I'm in yoga class and they just have us do Om, I'm like, this is so powerful. I need a meditation that just has you doing Om 3 times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there's, I mean, I guess you could blend them all together. Why not?
Yeah. It would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I can't find a meditation I'm super attached to right now, because I like so many different elements of different ones. And then I would love like a 30-second Joe Dispenza visualize your future self.
Yeah. Visualize your, I do Joe Dispenza too, sometimes the AM and the PM. But, you know, sometimes I just need a 10-minute in the morning because maybe that's all I have time for. So I can't, like, go into that whole, like, the space and everything. Like, I don't have time for all the space stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I do love them. You kind of have to pick. Like, right now I'm really into the journaling. Mm-hmm. And that takes me, like, a half hour. So then if I'm going to go into the space for a half hour with Joe, that's a big hour of the morning.
Yeah, I know. Into the space. I've been dying to do one of his retreats too. I think it'd be amazing.
Me too. It's on the top of my list.
He has one this week or in November that I'm gone for. And I like got the invite. I was like, damn it, but I'm not going to be here.
I really want to go 2024. It's on my list.
Yeah, me too. But I think that like, you know, for me, meditation doesn't have to just be seated, you know, breathing. For me, like sometimes I go for a walk by myself and I just pay attention to my breath and I just walk and I'll listen to some like spiritual music that I love and I'll just walk and just look around and become aware of my surroundings and like, get myself out of my head, get myself out of my phone. And I'll just be like really, really present and I'll just like look around and walk for like 20 minutes. And for me, sometimes that like really does it.
Yeah. I mean, that's we all want and need to be tapping it on a daily basis. We should be living in a meditative state 80% of the time. I think that's
much easier said than done.
Yeah. We meditate intentionally to remember that we have that available to us at any given moment.
It's so easy. And sometimes all you need is 1 minute. And like within the collective ritual, we have so many meditations that are even 4 and 5 minutes.
Yeah. So will you dive into what the collective ritual is?
Yeah. So the collective ritual is a wellness hub. And basically we have recipes, meditation, we have journaling workshops. These go into shadow work, inner child, feminine energy, masculine energy, finding clarity in chaos, tuning into your inner dialogue. So basically it dives into everything that you can journal about that could be on your mind. And we have teachers of the month. We have chefs of the month, where we feature their recipes, we'll feature their teachings. Sometimes we'll have other meditation teachers come in or other healers or feng shui, interior decorators that can help you with the spiritual energy of your home. It's really just like a place to come to feel like your best self and guide you through your morning and your evening routine.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
We started it about like 2.5 years ago, and it's been a really, really awesome passion project to work on and just like creating such a cool community. And I'm sure you feel that too with like your Body Forward community. It's just really cool to connect with people who are interested in, you know, learning more about themselves and becoming aware of their health. And yeah. And I think it's just like led me down the path to so many other passions and so many other things that I'm continuing to work on.
Yeah. It's really incredible when you see people showing up for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's so rewarding to see, and it's so powerful. And it's just cool to find your community and to be able to provide a space where you can just offer things that have helped you that ultimately help other people. And that's really where I'm going next with Body Forward too, is making it communal, like bringing in other people, teachers, and I'm excited for that. Really excited for that.
It's really awesome. And I think that, no matter what, like, especially when you're working on something like that, right? You can feel like you're pouring your heart and soul into something and working on a project for a community. But then when you get that like one person that says that you're really making a difference in their life and you're, you know, working away on stuff, and you might feel at one point that you're just like, what, I don't know, with anyone with business, right? You can feel like you're really, really working hard at something. And when that one person says that you're making a difference in their life, it just makes it all worth it.
I agree. And that is something not many people talk about, but when you are creating a business and you're creating something, and especially for me, this world is very vulnerable, but it's like, yes, I give my heart, you know, I'm sharing deep things that are shifting me, you know, rituals that have assisted me or helped me move through pain, trauma, changed my body, whatever, my health. And like you said, you give so much and you put so much into it. And I think not many people talk about how intense that is as well. Mm-hmm. From a business perspective too, because the way you nourish yourself also financially can come through that and, you know, giving that. So it feels like you feel so intertwined with your work. It's like, oh my gosh, I am my work.
Yeah. And I was talking to my business partner about this and how your practice can kind of, you know, it doesn't take like the forefront like it used to, because now it becomes work. So it's really, really hard and important that I feel like you separate the two to an extent.
Yeah, because you don't just eat breakfast. You're like, oh, I'll take a picture of eating breakfast, and then I should make sure I put this in Body Forward so that they know. And then, oh, I just got this spirulina powder. They should know that this is the spirulina powder. It's like, or we'll be meditating. I'm like, I have to record this meditation for Body Forward.
Yeah. Or just like put the camera up so that they like, you know, it's content. Yeah. Everything is content.
I feel like everybody feels that way nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard. I know I have a lot of people who listen to this podcast in the health and wellness space, or like I said, IIN graduates that I feel like will find just this conversation very valuable, because it's it's so different. Like with my clothing line, I can just – it's clothing. It's not personal.
Yeah.
So it's a lot different.
Yeah. And then your passions and like your who you are as a person become your job.
Yes.
Because you feel so passionate about it that you want to share it, right? Because it becomes that way of life. So
how do you go through growth? Because sometimes, you know, when I'm going through growth portals, I'm finding that balance of how do I show up and give from X lens, but give myself the space to learn what I need to learn right now?
That's a good question. I feel like I'm still learning to navigate that. And I mean, there's definitely times where I feel like I'm showing up how I want to show up on social or at my job or with work. And then I feel like I'm, you know, not taking care of my growth, not taking care of myself. And that's when I really need to like take a step back. And if that means I need to take a step back off social media, then I do. Because I feel like sometimes I can get into a dark rabbit hole of social media, of just like constantly being on my phone, which I feel like really stalls my growth and my evolution as a not just a creator, but someone in the wellness space and taking care of myself. So I think social media for me is a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so crazy you just said that, because I was feeling all week and woke up today and I was like, I really think I need to delete social media off my phone for the weekend. I have so much work I need to do. Yeah. I have so much work I need to do, but I also feel like, ooh, if I gave myself the space this weekend and did some deep practices with myself, I could really get a lot of juice and clarity. And so I think you just affirmed that that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely a big one. And I notice it. It's taking a step back, you know, disconnecting to connect to you, I think is like super, super important.
Yeah. And then you come back so fast. And mm-hmm. I think it's received in such a well way because you're so clear and you're energized. You don't have to try so hard.
Yeah. And I think that we think that the community or our community is going to be like, where'd they go? They're not consistent. They're not consistent. I'm not going to follow. But it's like 2 days. It's like, oh, there they are. Nobody notices. Nobody, you know what I mean? 2 days.
Yeah.
Three
I
days.
Think about that all the time. And I'm sure you do too with the collective ritual. But when you have something that it's a lifestyle platform and it's a subscription, I'm like, every day I need to be there. I need to show everyone that I'm there every day.
Yeah, exactly. I think the collective ritual for me has been like a really great platform to transition into all of my other passions. And, you know, it led me down this path of mindfulness and tapping into my authentic self. And then it was, you know, it took me on a path to realize that my true passions are in nutrition and health and wellness. And then from there, I'm now, I don't know if you've seen on social, but I'm actually launching a supplement company in October, which I'm so excited about, because that just like feels so, so authentic to me. And I just cannot wait for it to come out.
Will you tell me about it? What kind of supplements?
So we're not saying what they are yet.
Okay.
But it's called long. It's been about a year of it now. And it's awesome. It's rewarding. I'm doing it by myself. This project is kind of just like my baby and my passion project. And the process has been tough because, you know, I'm a soundboard person. I love feeding off other people, and especially when it comes to business. So kind of being on my own in this has been also a crazy evolution for me as an entrepreneur and as an individual, finding out how to, you know, motivate myself and stay consistent with my work. But it's been really, really fun. It's called Sera and Mattina, which actually means morning and evening in Italian. So I will say they will be AM and PM supplements that kind of go hand in hand with your morning and evening routine. And yeah, that's kind of, I'm
so why supplements?
So for me, I have been the go-to, as I'm sure you are as well, for all of my friends, my whole community, for everything health and wellness under the sun. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. Like, I probably give my opinion way too often to people about like wellness tips and tricks to my family and friends. But yeah, I've always wanted to have my own products, and I never really knew exactly what they were, whether they were going to be like powders or liquids or whatever I wanted to make it. And I kind of was, you know, presented with this opportunity, and I decided to just go for it. And I'm a big jumper. You know, as soon as like something comes my way, I don't like, oh, I'll do it when I'm ready. I'm like, I kind of just like jump before I'm ready, which can be like a blessing and a curse, because then I'm playing catch up like really all the time.
What's your sign? And
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
What are you?
Aries. I'm the same exact way.
Yeah.
I mean, half of an idea is planted in my head and I've already done it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, I missed all these steps. Whoops.
You're like, maybe I should have like built this up before I did this. But I'm like, I'm gonna work backwards.
That's how I work.
Okay. And yeah, I'm super, super excited. I'm quality and is really, really important to me when I started to dive into this. So that was my number one priority. There are so many supplement and wellness products on the market that are filled with junk that we have absolutely no idea that we're taking every single day. And whether it's just two pills in the morning, you know, they say, oh, that's not that big of a deal. But you're taking those every single day, all the time. Like,
and why are you taking them then if they're, exactly. You're supposed to take supplements to support you.
Yeah, there's probiotics and there's supplements on the market that are for gut health, for example, but they are filled with, you know, a cellulose capsule or a citric acid, natural flavors, and mycocrystalline cellulose, which is actually made of wood pulp. And you're just taking that in every single day that causes IBS, Crohn's, and gut issues. And we're taking two of them every single morning. So to me, once I started diving into that and the amount of work and attention that goes into creating a clean supplement, that was my number one priority.
Yeah, people need to really talk about that more too, because I've noticed that. I mean, you see collagen, you see probiotic, you see, if you read the fine print of what the other ingredients, you're like, what the heck? Why would you take that?
and nobody knows like what they are, because they put them as like, I mean, obviously everyone's becoming more and more aware of like what gums are now, right? With like all these nut milks, and everyone's becoming a little more aware. But yeah, that was the number one priority for me when I dove into it, is also the testing for heavy metals, toxins, mold, yeast, all of those that are also in a lot of supplements that people don't test for and don't do third-party testing. So we are doing third-party testing. It's all organic, clinically studied ingredients. So everything in these capsules are 100%, you know, going to be the best for you as possible.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what they are.
Yeah, I'll get you some.
Okay. And then let's talk about nutrition. And sure. I want to hear about just your diet and your relationship to nutrition. And yeah, everyone has their own spin. So I want to hear yours.
So for me, I think it's kind of like evolved over the years. I know I do remember at one point it being a lot more strict. I wouldn't say restrictive at all, but, you know, I was just a lot more mindful of what I put in my body. Over the years, I think that I've become a little bit more relaxed and giving myself more grace when it came to going out to eat or, you know, what I'm deciding to get at the grocery store, whether it be, you know, sourdough versus, I don't know, Dave's Killer Bread. You know, I used to be very, very particular on what groceries I ate and what groceries I'd bring into the house. But I think as time's evolved, I'm like a lot more relaxed. I know what I like. I eat for my body. I eat what feels good for me. And, you know, what works for me and what I eat every single day may not work for another person. You know, there's bioindividuality. So, you know, if I'm going to have, you know, sourdough and bread every single day, or I'm going to have potatoes and carbs, and someone next to me is saying, oh, I can't eat that because that's too many carbohydrates for me, or I'm going to gain weight if I eat that. Everyone is individual. You know, you just have to listen to your body, and what works well for you is not going to work well for the next person. But yeah, I think that for me, just like listening to my body is key.
Yeah, and I love to always bring this up when we talk about this subject, because I think that there's so much power in getting, I hate the word strict, but when you get really, really strict, right, and you get really simple with your diet, which is, that's like the lens I share, is just take everything away basically and just return to like fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Because I feel like from that space, you can begin to find what works for you. You can begin to build on that, and you have the space and the capacity within your body to listen to its signals and its signs. And it's almost like you have to strip it all away to then rebuild again. Mm-hmm. And I find that people who have a really healthy relationship with food, which I'm reflecting back, it really feels like you do as well. I do feel like everyone starts from that place of being kind of overly mindful, mm-hmm. and then you rebuild. And yeah. I like to highlight that, you know, because I think right now everyone's like balance, balance, and yes, balance 180%. But if you're someone who's not connected to yourself at all or connected to what to do for your diet, if you don't even know what works for you, then you have to swing the pendulum another way to then bring it back into the middle.
I think someone who's not, you know, maybe like the novice in the wellness world who doesn't know a lot about nutrition, the balance tactic might be a little more difficult for that person, because what is balance? Mm-hmm. You know, they don't exactly know what is providing their body with nutrients and what isn't, because you know, there's a lot of mixed messages out there. Like one day we're supposed to be carnivores, one day we're supposed to be vegans, you know, like right now.
I know, I keep saying, I'm like, I bet you money, I'll put money on the table. Look, the diets, they don't sway me what's popular, but you know, 2 years ago it was vegan, vegan, vegan. Now it's like, vegans are going to die. Meat, 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 meat.
Oh, yeah. No vegetables, red meat.
I swear to you, in about a year or two, people are going to be like, do you know the harm that that diet's doing? And then people are going to be like, vegan or vegetarian, or it's just, you really got to find what works for you, because
everyone's different. Reverting back to what works for you and what feels good in your body, I think there can be a lot of confusion about, I'm gluten intolerant, I'm lactose intolerant, because you get bloated, you know? And a lot of people forget that like bloating and gut health comes from nervous system regulation, you know? Doing breath work, like you said, before you eat, eating in a calm state, a lot of the times that can help with your overall gut health and your overall health, because you may think that you have all of these intolerances or all of these health issues or you're putting on weight, but if you're just in tune with your body and you're listening to your body and you're eating in a calm state, you can solve so many of your problems.
I know one of my favorite examples of that for us all to remember is, you know, when you go on vacation and you just eat whatever you want and you lose weight, you're not bloated, you're digesting everything well, it's because you're relaxed.
Yeah.
Because you're relaxed on vacation.
Yeah. You're just eating what you want, chilling.
The nervous system is so important. It's
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. What is your evening routine to wrap this all up? I want to hear, do you have a good one?
My evening routine can differ. I feel like that's the morning routine is the consistent one. The evening one is a little inconsistent because I have a boyfriend. So I feel like sometimes he gets a little in the way. When he's out of town, I will say I miss him, but I do love my evening routine when he's gone. It's my favorite time. I put on like my music. I put on my candles. I go through my whole skincare routine. I put on my red light in the bedroom. And I usually like to either do a Joe Dispenza meditation as I fall asleep or journal in bed. And I just kind of like journal my thoughts from the day and just kind of like write down how the day went, how I'm feeling, and how I want tomorrow to go. That's one of the biggest things for me. I think that when I prep for the day the night before, things always go so much better. If I wake up kind of with like all these questions and I didn't kind of close off the day from whatever I was feeling, I feel like it could kind of carry itself into the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really can. And what you think about before bed is what you think about when you wake up if you don't close the day out properly.
Oh my gosh, 100%. I think that's just, journaling is so powerful. And I just feel like so many people just need to tap into this tool in their toolbox because it's that easy. Journal and a pen.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It's within you.
It's within you.
Yeah.
Everything's, the answers are within you.
They always are. Easier said than done. It's actually very easy when you open it.
Yeah.
We do resist it though as humans, I feel.
Yeah. I think that it can be, change is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're more comfortable. A lot of the time we're more comfortable in a state of chaos.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, because that's what we know. When we're children, we're born and raised and we learn to find that chaos is quote unquote normal. So to open a box where it's available to not live that way, it's unfamiliar.
Yeah. And that peace feels like, this is eerie. Why is everything? Why is everything?
When's the ball going to drop?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think that, you know, I think the key when like diving into this is, like you preach too, just like a morning and evening routine, finding what works for you. And just, I feel like all the answers start to come to you so much more clearly.
Everything is rooted in your routines, because then what happens in those 8 hours between that has roots.
For sure. You start grounding yourself in, you know, who you are, and everything else from there just becomes like an expression of how you want your life to be, how you want your life to blossom. You know, everything is in alignment with those roots. So I think that's so true.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so glad we finally got to have a conversation.
Me too. This was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow along on social media at Kenzie Burke, and for all things nutritional healing and body at Body Forward. And if you're looking for versatile clothing that will help you transcend the seasons as undone as it is refined, at Shop Brulee. Everything is linked in the show notes, and I'll see you on the next episode.